USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill are complaining that the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump is rushed and will not lead to a fair result. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky regarding what's on the agenda for Tuesday.
Today we will consider and pass an organizing resolution. Today we will consider and pass an organizing resolution that will structure the first phase of the trial.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the next phase of a trade deal with China won't necessarily remove all existing tariffs on Chinese imports. Mnuchin telling the Wall Street Journal the Trump administration might remove tariffs sequentially, breaking a Phase 2 deal into several steps. Phase 1 of a trade deal with China was signed last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Supreme Court justices have made a pair of big decisions. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up Obamacare anytime soon, as word came on Tuesday morning that justices were rejecting a plea by Democrats to expedite a review of the lawsuit that threatens the health care law. The Supreme Court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. It's good news for Republicans, bad news for Democrats who wanted to make it a big campaign issue. The Supreme Court is giving Flint, Michigan residents the green light to file a civil rights lawsuit against city and government officials over lead contamination in the city's water supply.
Opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's sex assault trial begin on Wednesday. The former movie mogul is accused of a 2013 rape in a New York City hotel room and another forcible sex act in 2006 in his Manhattan apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is over in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with the top economic leaders of the world. The president was asked about impeachment.
That whole thing is a hoax. It goes nowhere because nothing happened. The only thing we've done is a great job. We have the strongest country in the world by far.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is apologizing to former Vice President Joe Biden for an op-ed on Monday written by one of his campaign surrogates that claimed Biden has a big corruption problem. Biden tells CBS This Morning,
"Look, Joe Biden is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a very decent guy. And Joe and I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared."
The Vermont senator continues,
"If anyone knows me, what I believe is we need a serious debate in this country on issues. We don't need to demonize people who may disagree with us. We don't need personal attacks. I mean, our difficulty is, I appeal to my supporters, please, engage in civil discourse. And by the way, we're not the only campaign that does it. Other people do, act that way as well. But I would appeal to everybody. Have a debate on the issues."
Senator Sanders, a busy man, splitting his time between Washington, D.C. and Iowa. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.